We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. New South Wales Education Minister Sarah Mitchell says she trusts the judgment of parents and teachers following complaints over high school workshops for boys that include tasks like painting their nails. The workshops by the Tomorrow Man organisation have been designed to redefine masculinity and have run in New South Wales public high schools, including Bulleye High, Cogra High and Narrabeen Sports High, as well as private schools like Newington College. A schoolboy has complained to One Nation MP Mark Latham, who's now brought the issue to State Parliament, concerned over the organisation's credentials. And you can read more with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. The state's top doctor says the COVID-19 Delta variant has broken containment lines and is loose in southwest Sydney, where police have now been deployed to enforce stay-at-home orders. In an interview with The Telegraph, Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant declared the case numbers were stubborn, and while the Bondi outbreak had been easily traceable, the number of unlinked cases was now rising. New South Wales recorded its highest daily total in the outbreak yesterday at 38, and authorities are targeting no community transmission as a trigger to end the lockdown, a sign that the pain could extend well beyond July 16. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A change in the angle of CCTV cameras on Sydney's major roadways could help police catch crooks and identify persons of interest fleeing drive-by shootings. Detectives investigating some of the state's biggest crimes have struggled to see who's behind the wheel of cars linked to major incidents. The Daily Telegraph understands that on occasions, tollway, bridge and even tunnel cameras have been at angles that mean only the front bonnet and number plate could be made out clearly. New South Wales police are looking at working with the government and road operators such as Transurban on how to rectify the issue. And in sport, Australian swimming legend Dawn Fraser's made the agonising decision not to go to the Tokyo Olympics, the scene of her greatest triumph and also her biggest controversy. Fraser made swimming history at the 1964 Olympics when she won the 100-metre freestyle for the third time in a row, but Fraser was also arrested at those Tokyo Games for pinching a flag from the Imperial Palace after a boozy night out with teammates. Now 83, Fraser had been planning to go to Tokyo, but tells the Daily Telegraph she won't because of the pandemic. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.